Sitani na kwesa kakisa kumambi Okusura vanje mukena Na uvado kenda labano vyokoda Ninyanje omulironge kulize Chitafe mukoro na rete chitavo Echo kujukiza kujukize di Ewafe mukoro useno tulivaise Tula kulojero rugendo Rugendo wange nawe Rugendo rekuru Sokate babira mbura buroji Nte wafe mkoro kunseno tulivaise Sitani na kwesa kakisa kubambi Okusura banje mukena Na uvado genda labano vyokoda Ninyanje omulironge kulize Chitafe mkoro na ete chitavo Echo kujukiza kujukize di Ewafe mkoro kunseno tulivaise Tula kulojero rugendo Rugendo wange nawe Rugendo rekuru Sitani takubusa
Kubusa, nyenyamu Murumi omugambe, chitabo choku jubisa chase
Hey
We yagare muri nya lya Yesu.
You can enjoy the
Swahili kakati. Hey. Baba wetu wa mbinguni ali muguru chitafe.
Chitafe ali mugolo.
Nafe tuli murugendo.
We are in the journey.
Baba wetu wa mbinguni. Mbinguni uko ni nyumbani. Sisi tuko safarini. Safari ya kurudi nyumbani. Baba wetu wa mbinguni. Mbinguni uko ni nyumbani, sisi tuko safarini, safari ya kurudi nyumbani. Chitafe mukureyo, mukureyo yewafe, tuli mulugendo lwaffe luno, tukomawe wafe. Sisi wote watoto wake, mukuje tutembee pamoja, safari ya kurudi nyumbani. Ani ukoni mbinguni baba wetu wa mbinguni mbinguni ukoni nyumbani sisi tuko safarini safari ya kurudi nyumbani baba wetu wa mbinguni mbinguni ukoni nyumbani sisi tuko safarini safari ya kurudi nyumbani chitafe mukureyo mukureyo yewafe Tuli mulugendo lwaffe luno Tukomawe wafe
Loho yako mutakatifu
Moyo wa mutukufu
Anusaidie na ngofu
Atuwa maji
Ufuza kutembea safari
Tambolo lugendo
mbali yako lode mbegoni
Lugendo lukuta
mkuru Baba wetu wa mbinguni Mbinguni uko ni nyumbani Sisi tuko safarini Safari ya kurudi nyumbani Baba wetu wa mbinguni Mbinguni uko ni nyumbani Sisi tuko safarini Safari ya kurudi nyumbani Chitafe mukureyo Mukureyo yewafe Tuli mulugendo lwaffe luno Tukomawe wafe
Aya bas
Yes
Abari mulugendo ruta mukuru kandabe Yeah
Yes
Atudai wafe mukuru
As we go home in heaven
mama tukoso buruji wakini mbibi zao mwela ze
that's for him there
Mamalaika watakati
Mamalaika watuku
watu saidiye panjiani
watu yambe mkubo
jino yani ya kolode kwa baba
ndio kute ilichitafu
mkoni mbiguni
mwana ye mkubo
baba wetu wa mbiguni mbiguni ukoni nyumbani sisi tuko safarini safari ya kurudi nyumbani baba wetu wa mbiguni mbiguni ukoni nyumbani sisi tuko safarini safari ya kurudi nyumbani chitafe mukureyo
mugambe tata mukuru
wafe
yoye wafe
tuli murugendo wafe
hapa tuli murugendo
natuko mawe wafe
uwana kutuka ya
baba yuko mbiguni
atoli mukuru
sisi tuko dunia
ture kuseno
nakuombo tusaidie
tukusabo tuyame
fika uko salama
tutuka ya mungirebe
baba wetu wa mbiguni mbiguni ukoni nyumbani sisi tuko safarini safari ya kurudi nyumbani baba wetu wa mbiguni mbiguni ukoni nyumbani sisi tuko safarini safari ya kurudi nyumbani chitafe mukureyo mukureyo ye wafe tuli murugendo wafe runo natuko mawe wafe baba wetu wa mbiguni
Mugambe chitafe mukuru
nyumbani
iyo mukuru ye wafe
sisi tuko safarini
tuli murugendo
safari ya kurudi nyumbani
murugendo kuda mukuru
Mugambe
chitafe mukuru
ukoni nyumbani
mukuru iyo ye wafe
sisi tuko safarini
tuli murugendo
safari ya kurudi nyumbani
natuko mawe wafe yo
chitafe mukuru Mugendo lafeno Natuko mawe wafe
Aha Hibi ya tulale Wakaka sango mugendo lwe kuro runyueze za Hehe Ha 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 Woo Ay 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 Sidani chimuru mokamara
Setani news pay
We are in the way back at the heavens Hey
Yes
Have
you seen it there?
Wala boti anga tumurumiza ustani akala.
How do you see another pain to Satan?
Ke mitawana miji.
In many troubles.
Mugambe fetuli bawangu si we are the winners.
Oh, the winners.
Totwe simba mu.
Don't turn our way.
Eh.
Yes.
Tuli bawangu zibu wangu.
We are winners.
Yeah?
Yes.
That is a twe simba
mu. Cannot stand our way.
Tutegede bya mabyo nango tuburiza mukubu.
Two little secrets make us get lost on the way.
Ngoreta kavuyo masekati gafe.
When we came in our midst.
Ejirabo chokujukiza ngachize.
Book of remembrance and its come.
Ngachise murugendo rweguru.
And it's passed through the heavenly journey.
Tujukire wafe muguru.
Remember our home in heaven.
Urabe wafe muguru.
Go home into heaven.
Tuwaniro kude wafe muguru.
If I go back home in heaven.
Ah, stand aina cha tugamba.
Satan tells us nothing.
We are the winners.
Beba wanguzi.
I have gotten away out of my faith. Yes, I am the winner, the winner. They sing that I feared magic in my bone, in my bone, in my bone. But the Lord Jesus showed me a way out. So much, get my bone me, get my bone me. Fear to lose my life in the grave and this. But in Matthew chapter 11, verses 29.
We are the winners,
we are winners,
Satan is the loser.
26 to 27. I always feared to lose my life, my wife, my children, my father, my mother, my brother, my sister. But in Mark chapter 8, verses 34 to 36.
What
can Satan tell us?
Nothing
he tells us.
Abangi mutule ko mpola mpola
bana. You can sit down slowly.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Kiki kyo singa okutya?
What do you fear most?
Oinoka kasango chiwangula mbuwangu dala.
You have to prove you overcome it immediately. You fear to lose life. You skip it to Jesus. And you be more than a conqueror. You think to lose your mother or father. Them to commit them to Jesus. And you don't make a loss. You think to lose a wife. Children. Uncles and aunties. Houses and lands. No.
Seek
the kingdom of God and righteousness. And the rest you will keep adding them. When the evil be taken away, and God will restore.
If you
get determined for the gospel, and for the Lord Jesus Christ, all the rest, though you lose them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we thank that for God.
He
gives boldness like that. And we stand for the gospel. And for the name of our Lord Jesus. Even though we can lose no matter what. For the gospel. We remain standing. For the kingdom of God. Righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. We remain standing. And when we just stand still, and we see salvation of God, you stand still and see the salvation of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God.
We thank God for the good time He's given us. Again, as He moves on to reveal us secrets of the kingdom of heaven, and by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and a Bible reader, Teacher James Jacob, we love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God. And to move rich unto you, part 20 of the book of God's mega last agenda on the earth. Call it the book about full knowledge of God International Ministries and God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're still moving on to see the NBs. Words to put on special attention. And they are meaningful. And they are key in God's worldwide call basing in Africa, Uganda. And we still move on with NB number
8,
which says that God revealed me the book of remembrance passing through the heavenly biblical journey for 7 years. In series of the visions, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
azotals,
or call it teleportation,
famim,
ne yulim, and the Urim.
And
these are spiritual transports. Those used in the heavenly journey. As we first saw. And when we get explained most. Why the heavenly journey was moved through the Bible. To be able to explain and remind the world. The origin of the Bible. Right from the everlasting.
And
to everlasting God the Father, above all the heavens, the beginning and the end,
and
to be able to get explained the reality of Bible, and it can reveal things which were before creation happened, things which are from creation of heavens and earth with their fullness, even those going to come. when heavens and earth which are passed away, and we move to the new heavens and the new earth, and to be able to get explained the truth of the Bible.
If
that is Christ Jesus our Master, Him are all things in the heavens and earth, as they are written in the book, the Bible. Together with God the Father, one who is above all the heavens, the beginning and the end, Him is the entire new heavens and the new earth, to reaching the everlasting, as written in the book, the Bible. All these were written by the Spirit of truth to make up the book of the Lord, the book, the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
to be able to explain the way of the Bible, the way Bible was gotten from the everlasting, from God the Father, before creation happened, brought in the heavens and earth as they were created. Out of it they got photocopy, they brought on this earth. As the Holy Spirit led the holy angels, and He worked with holy ones of God from the world. They are the apostles and the prophets.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And after we finished, we saw the fifth issue. Why the heavenly journey was moved through the Bible. Able to remind the world of the life of the Bible. That Bible of heaven, it's not papers, but the body of the Holy Spirit. It was not written by ink, but with the breath of the Holy Spirit, right from the finger of God. Even its copy we minister through on the earth. We don't minister these letters we see, but the Spirit, and it's God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who speak to us first through the Bible. All creations, if they are to speak in this Bible, they pass through office of the Holy Spirit. And the words tell us their spirit, and they are alive. They came from God the Spirit, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. All those we saw them, and we began a summary of the heavenly journey. And we moved our journey from the planet Earth. We moved to other 9 planets you cannot live in. And we moved to the kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters in the firmament of the heaven. And there is where we saw of hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, found in the kingdom of the stars. When we finished, we saw of principalities, the devils, the fallen angels, who are known as the aliens, and who appear as demons of clans, and who appear gods of our nations. When we finished there, we moved where there is the kingdom of the stars in the firmament of the heaven, and we moved to the real heaven, the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, the blue heaven you see, makes up the rim below. Because we have the rim below and the rim above, according to John chapter 8 verse 23.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And there we are able to see that God did not create one heaven, but He created 4 heavens, according now we read in Deuteronomy 10 verse 14.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
When we finished there, we saw that in the heavenly journey, we use the way of ascending and descending.
It
not rotate in dimension.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
when we finished there, we moved from the last created heaven. It's the fourth heaven. The blue heaven you see,
which
makes up the rim below. And we moved on into the rim above, where there are 3 heavens. Three heavens in the rim above. That when you read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 up to 3, we see three heavens which make up the rim above.
If you
connect with Psalms 115, verse 16. Are we together? When we finished, straight we headed on through the first created heaven, right from the last created heaven. It's the fourth, the blue heaven you see, which makes up the rim below. And we headed on to the first created heaven in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. As we read in Genesis chapter 28, verse 11 and 12, and the ladder came right from the door of heaven, and it touched the earth. The angels descended as they ascended, because they came right from the first created heaven in the rim above, where we find in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God. As we've come reading the Hebrews 12, verse 22 to 23, we've seen much
meant
to be in the city Jerusalem of heaven, the city of the living God, and those not meant to be in there.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we came in the mid of that city. And in there we saw the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. And we saw the covenant box on top of the golden altar of God. And we saw the mercy seat above the covenant box. And we saw two anointed great cherubims those surrounding the golden altar of God, the covenant box, and the mercy seat. And right there we saw the third cherubim who fell is known as Lucifer and Satan. Satan the devil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
In the same way, when we moved from there, we moved on to the central of this city. And we began with the seven lampstands of fire, those which are nearly the cherubims. They are found in the central, in the central of this city. And we saw that they represent the church of the holy ones in heavens, how they gather in the central of this city.
And
maybe other things we shall keep knowing and seeing. But after all those, we are able to begin to see the 12 foundations upon which God built 12 cities compacted together to be able to make up the city of God, the city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the first heaven in the rim above. Yes.
We
move to see the 12 foundations upon which God built 12 cities compacted together to be able to make up the city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven, the first created heaven in the rim above. And right there, we are told that we know things of that city.
It's
to help us take away the lies of Satan that is passed through many people over the world. that this city of God, they have not completed building it. It other,
able
to get proof that God himself built this city. It's not angels and it's not humans.
It was
those we able to get explained of well.
And
we told that many have been deceived as they are taken in the underwater and in the underground where the fallen angels have built and showed them as if it's the city of the living God. So on this day we want to do it with these 12 foundations. The 12 foundations upon which God built 12 cities compacted together to be able to make up the city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven.
That
where we're heading on to, we want to look at that and then we list these cities.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Most of all today, we are going to be listing these 12 cities. We are going to list the 12 foundations, even the 12 cities. Those make up the city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven. Because you may be confused with the heading of tomorrow, yesterday. Yes. But today, we list those foundations in those 12 cities, those compacted together, make up the city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go back to Hebrews 12. Verse 22.
He
says like this. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
Naye muze ku lusozi Sayuni, ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu, n'eri abakumi b'abamalayika.
But you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Yes. We are welcomed. Anytime we move out of this blue heaven, you see, the fourth heaven, the last created heaven,
which
makes up the rim below. And we enter into the rim above, where there are three heavens. We reach into the first created heavens, and we are welcomed in the city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven, where there are innumerable company of angels. This city should not deceive that children of men built it, but as I told you of, it's made up of 12 cities making up one city as foundations of this city, how they are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When reading the Psalms 122, verse 1 to 3, we were told these words. Psalms 122, verse 1.
Nasanyuka bwebangamba nti tugende mu nyumba ya Mukama.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Verse 2.
Ebigere byaffe biyimiridde munda mu miryango gyo, gwe Yerusalemi.
Our feet shall stand within your gates, O Jerusalem. Verse 3.
Gwe Yerusalemi eyazimbibwa okuba ekibuga ekigattiddwa awamu.
Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together.
Hey,
yes.
Chazimbibwa.
It was built
okuba ekibuga ekigattiddwa awamu.
Be a city compacted together. Don't you forget. Hebrews 12 verse 22.
Bagambye tukwaniriza.
They say, we will come into the city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven. It means Jerusalem of heaven. Out of it they got a copy, which makes up Jerusalem of this earth, right in Israel. That's why we had when reading Psalms, 122 verse 1 to 3. Someone read that, they get confused and they say perhaps they speak Jerusalem of this earth that found in Israel. But when you reach into that, its foundations never total to 12 cities. And there are no 12 cities there in one city. No.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now to say, when you read Psalms 122, verse 3, and you hear Jerusalem, a city that is compact together. Now we've headed to that one of heaven, which has 12 foundations, upon which is built 12 cities compacted together to make up one city. Let's repeat, read these Psalms. Psalms 122 verse 3. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Verse 4. Where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. Where the tribes go up. When you use ascending, we have to get ascending. I don't know whether when you go to Israel here, you move up and ascend.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kino kirimu okulinya.
This involves ascending.
Kitegeza.
It means.
Batuze yate mu rubirebire sura ya 28.
Going back to Genesis 28 verse 12.
Labengere bikaje bino okulinya.
We see how clans have to move up.
Kuyingire guruwa.
Enter into heaven.
Ebikebi tukuvu.
The holy clans.
Ekikacha mukama.
The clan of the Lord.
Atisometu ulire.
Let's read we here. Genesis chapter 28 verse
12.
And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Yes. Genesis chapter 28 verse 12. You see ladders stretch from the heaven down to the earth. And the angels descend and they ascend. Now Psalms 122. Verse 3 and 4,
that
in that city Jerusalem compacts together, the clans ascend and move up there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So mungiri,
so in that way,
when
we are speaking of the city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven, they have differentiated for you from that one on this earth in Israel. This one is of heaven.
In
that alone of heaven, it's what has 12 foundations upon which built 12 cities compacted together to make up one city, Jerusalem of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if we want to understand well foundations of the city Jerusalem of heaven, we go look to the copy out of which it was gotten. Jerusalem of heaven, it was gotten from the copy of the new Jerusalem, which is in the new heavens and the new earth. Have you understood me? Let me first give this scenario. Jerusalem of this earth was made out of copy of the Jerusalem of heaven. Yet the Jerusalem of heaven, made of the, out of the copy of the new Jerusalem, that found in the new heavens, in the new earth, right above all the heavens. Have you got that well? Yes, very clear.
That
Jerusalem of this earth, which is Israel, was gotten from the copy of the Jerusalem of heaven.
It
first created heavens in the realm above. Yet Jerusalem of heaven, it was made from copy of the new Jerusalem,
which
the new heavens and the new earth was found above all the heavens. The difference is here. Here is where there is the difference. Hebrews 12 verse 22,
we
connect with Revelation 21 verse 1 and understand what I have been telling you. Hebrews 12 verse 22 connects Revelation 21 verse 1 and you can understand that Jerusalem of heaven, the first created heaven in the realm above, it was made in the copy of the new Jerusalem,
it's
the new heavens and the new earth, right above all the heavens. Let's repeat this. Hebrews Chapter 12 verse 22, but you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, unto an innumerable company of angels. Yes. Here they welcome you. Hebrews 12 verse 22. They say, but you've come unto the city of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem, unto innumerable company of angels. Now, Revelation 21, verse 1, they show you again the new Jerusalem, verse 1 and 2.
In
heavens and earth, which are today, have passed away. We go above all the heavens.
Yes,
we shall find the new heavens and the new earth. And right there is the original Jerusalem, that the new Jerusalem, out of that they got this one in the first heaven. Let's first read we here. Revelation chapter 21 verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea.
Yes, able
to see the entire new heavens and the new earth.
For
the entire heavens which is and the earth, he was shown that they were passed away.
Means
to be able to see the entire new heavens and the new earth, heavens and earth which Allah have to first pass away. Now when he sees that entire new heavens, new earth, he saw there the new Jerusalem. Out of that they made this one the heavens which is. Let's read the next verse. Revelation chapter 21, verse
2.
And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Yes. Right above all the heavens, where we find new heavens and the new earth, right there is the original Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem. Now, the Jerusalem of heaven we see of now, in the first created heaven,
it's
a copy of the new Jerusalem. That's why if you want to know the foundations of Jerusalem of heaven, you go back into the new Jerusalem. For when you read in Hebrews, Hebrews 11 verse 10, he shows you the foundations of this city, Jerusalem of heaven. And it does not tell you how many they are, except you've not gone back into the new Jerusalem. Sure. That is the book of remembrance. Indeed. Now that is the heavenly journey. That cannot come just speak them when you don't know them. For when you read in Hebrews chapter 11 verse
10,
they will tell you the city which God made foundations for. But how many? Yes. Have you understood it there? Let's go and read. Hebrews 11 verse 10.
Banoonya ekibuga kiri ekirina emisingi Katonda kye yakuba kye yazimba.
For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Yes. He looked for the other city that God said that its foundations. I want us have a correction we do in the Luganda versions. God did not make that city.
Beat it?
He beat it?
That's Hebrews 11:10.
Have a plan here. Esura ya kumi ne moru njiru wa kumi.
He looked for a city.
Yanonye chibuga.
Which has foundations.
Echirina emisinji.
Chitagede. Kubanga ba, Kubanga. Yari anonye chibuga. Echirina emisinji.
For he was looking for a city which has foundations.
Omusimbi wachu.
Who's builder.
Ere ya chikora.
And maker. Is God.
Yes.
Him.
Katonda chiyazimba.
That God built and made. And the worker who made it is God.
Hallelujah.
But why have we come see this verse? He says it has foundations. He built it. What here? There are three major words. Foundations are there. It is built already. It has been made. Yes. When you build, you have not yet made it. Yes. To make it is to furnish all its corners, paint it, paint roof it, to make the completion of everything. Finish and furnish it. Now it means,
there
are those who read that verse and they don't go far in it, that he laid his foundations and he left it hanging. He began to build from foundation to building. And after he met the
finishing,
and they say, go make the finishing. You're a builder. Don't you make finishing?
Finishing.
They just make finishing.
This God founded the city.
Yeah, Zimba. He
made the foundations. He made the foundations.
He built the foundations. It's the other who tell us that when they reached there, they found some buildings on foundation level. Typical lie.
Foundations
he built on them, he lived on foundation. And they say, others were still hanging, not completed. He made the finishing of it that he made. How do you can tell me that some buildings were not roofed? Others are like slum structures. And this man made the finishing on the slum structures. Does a slum have a finishing? Builders, you are among us. When a person lays the foundations and they say he built upon them, what do you understand then?
That
after he laid the foundations, there are buildings he raised up on the foundations. So there are many houses which end on foundation level. We don't call them buildings.
Yes.
When they say he built on them,
means
the man built, building was complete. When they say,
whose maker is God,
after he made the finishing on the structures, me, I wonder the city you went into, and some structures ended on foundation level. Others, the rainfall hit them, and they're breaking down, and the grass has gone. And they say he finished. But almost as they are like that, let us see these 12 foundations. We are in Revelation chapter 21. From verse
14.
Revelation chapter 21, verse
14.
And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Yes. Those foundations, they are 12. But when they have told you, the foundation of the house, that is an independent house. Sure. You cannot say, the foundation of the house, and you build upon it one, when there are foundations. I laid foundations of houses and I built upon them one. As a builder, you understand it. Every foundation, they raise up a structure on it. Sure. When they say the city, it has 12 foundations. Every foundation is a city upon it. Yes. Every house built on its foundation.
Can't
say the city has 12 foundations when it is one city. You would have made one foundation for it, and it is one.
But
say the city has 12 foundations. It appears one city. And it has 12 cities within it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It has how many cities? Let us first list them. Going to list these cities. Yes. We're going to do what? Listing these cities. The first city. Let's say the first foundation. The first foundation. There is built upon it a city of Jasper. Yes. We are listing. Then we're based in Revelation 21, verse 19. Up to verse 20. Where we have based to list. Before we read, let us first list. The first foundation. There is a city upon it called Jasper. There is a city on it called Jasper. Now it was made out of the jasper stones. It was made out of these jasper stones. This jasper has combination of other stones make him up 6 to 12. Yes. The first foundation upon it is a city called Jasper. It was made out of the Jasper stone. And this Jasper stone in it is a combination of stones within it 6 to 12. Which means that city
shines
different colors of jasper 12 times. It gives light, shines. It changes color. If they can display it for you there on the types of jasper, I've been able to see what I tell you. Jasper is not of one color. I want to get the type of stones. The stones of jasper. Fallen in that jasper, you see. Those stones are many. It moves to a combination of 12 stones. It means the first foundation upon it is a city called Jasper. It was made from the jasper stone. But that jasper stone, it needs other 6 stones to 12 inside it.
Yes,
you can find it today, it's changed color. The different colors of jasper. You can't be bored all the days. That I saw one color, I'm used to it. No, it's impossible. As you search about all the stones, I want you to search of both all both stones. Let's read Revelation 21, verse 19. Revelation chapter 21, verse 19. And the foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper. Yes. Now that the first foundation, upon it is a city called jasper. Because it was built on the stone of jasper. As at the type 6 to 12. It means a city. Just one of it. It keeps changing color 6 to 12 times. You can come back the next time. Know that jasper holds a combination of this. You can come and you think you're lost. Let them keep searching for them there. Let's go to the second foundation. The second foundation
There is a city called Sapphire.
Upon it is a city called Sapphire. For it was built from the sapphire stones. Sapphire too has 6 to 12 stones within it. Yes. You are still displaying shame in us. You first take us back with those stones. You see Jasper? That is Jasper, a combination of stones in him. Have you seen it? They can find the city. It changed color. When you see that it changed all the colors at once. And this side has this color, this one, this other. The city is so beautiful. I can't even imagine how to explain it. So, the city is so beautiful and nice. Point to find that on the first foundation of Jasper, decided to shine the first stone, the entire of it. When he signed the second, the third, the fourth, and it entire like that. It's the point decides. It said this side. It shines all the colors. This when it picks them up. And you say, Lord, it's you who creates. You made a finishing which is of this city. Oh my. You are so great, Lord. The other city is beautiful. I don't know what you can do to make me to miss it.
I rather lose anything.
The solo feel of your navy, Lala.
But I can't miss.
Na yesu sobola kusubwa.
Heaven and Jerusalem.
Jerusalem ichomongolo.
I can't even miss.
Si sobola na kusubwa.
The new Jerusalem city.
Jerusalem echija.
And the new heaven is found above the heavens. Guru
erija erisinga ni waguru wegulu. You see, this is beautiful. But we've gone to the second foundation. The second foundation. Upon it is the city of Sapphire. For it was made from the Sapphire stone, which holds a combination of other 6 to 12 stones. Yes. Have you seen them?
Sapphire.
Sapphire. You, we remind you. We still have work to do. You find change color. You know, when you reach that city, you get all struck. You move from Jasper.
The
city called Jasper.
It's
big. One city cannot fit on the planet Earth. You saw how it shines. Jasper has other 12 stones.
Sapphire.
The city called Sapphire,
the
foundation of Sapphire, in the other stones, man. And you say, my God, Lord, take me back on this earth. Go back on this pastor. New man has not understood that yet. There is you who is here today. You don't hurt them, you have to hear. Go back, but you say, don't you leave me this time. Now look at that. 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 16.
Hey.
City. You know you trouble me much, but please you bear us.
Anytime
I sit, think of it, and I see this world and troubles in it.
I remember
Abraham is there now, but Jasper, he looks at me, he sees the city from me. And I see people trouble me.
And I said, my God, you would have left me in the city. I remember the second heaven in the thoughts. In the good things I know there, those I understand of well. I see the world.
Should
not live long here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go back to
Revelation 21, verse 19.
Revelation chapter 21,
verse 19.
Ogwokubiri, Sapphire.
The second, Sapphire. Yes. Have you heard it? Stone of Sapphire. 12. And above.
6 to 12,
it can even move beyond. Yes. You go to heaven? Heaven, I know it well. There's nothing to confuse me of it. I know the beauty upon it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The third foundation. The third foundation. This is a city called
Chalcedon.
Chalcedony.
Chalcedon.
Yes.
Chalcedony Arimu.
Chalcedony house.
Erana yama inja.
6 to 12 stones and above within it. That city. Built on the stone of Chalcedony. Within him are many other stones. It means it is just extreme. Let us read here, we see. Revelation chapter 21, verse 19.
Omusingi ogw'olubereberye yasepi, ogw'okubiri safiro, ogw'okusatu kalusedon.
And the foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony.
Chalcedony.
He too has other stones, 6 to 12. Have you seen them? Yes.
This city.
Yeah? Chibuga chino. My goodness. When they tell you that which God builds, that God is ashamed for he prepared them a city. God can prepare. He prepares the city. It changes the way it gives light and color. Chalcedony. 1, 2, 12.
Pastor
Godifrey, you're missing. Because on this world, they don't preach you kingdom of heaven, and they don't reveal the mysteries of kingdom of heaven. For why it was the main commission sent on us. Matthew 10, verse 7 and 8. Go preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The way we draw it near, we fulfill Matthew 13, verse 11. As we reveal all mysteries of heaven, and draw heavens to many through knowledge.
When they speak about America and they show you photos and the beauty of it, you desire to travel God there. You know why you don't desire to enter heaven? We don't know the beauty there. Those who came on this world, they are liars. They came to degrade heaven. There are some structures on world foundation level.
And
that's the end of the wall plates. And if the rain has hit them, they are breaking down. Others, the grass has grown on them. I wonder that heaven, you funny men and women, stop connive with Satan to deceive the world. The book of remembrance, things how they are, how they were, how are they, how will they be forever and ever. The city is beautiful indeed. You hear, teacher Jacob, hear the beauty of such a city. The fourth foundation, there's a city called Emerald. Emerald. The city called Emerald. Emerald too has other stones within him. 12 and above. Emerald. Just as it speaks of him here, let's read here. Revelation chapter 21, verse 19.
Emisingi gya bugo w'ekibuga gyayongebwa na buli jinja ly'omuwendo mungi. Omusingi ogw'olubereberye yesepi, ogw'okubiri safiro, ogw'okusatu kalukedoni, ogw'okuna lya nawandagala.
And the foundations of the walls of the city were adorned with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald.
Hey.
Yes.
You're
going to displace it. Have you seen emerald? 1, 2.
Ten.
It changes. It displays the color. And it takes it off. Display another. Decide it. Display another. Decide another. It's a city. Big. You look to the extreme. You can't finish. It's so lifted high. Motions high up there. It can't fit on the planet Earth, one city. It was built on the foundation of heaven. The cities make up one city. God is called a builder and a worker. He builds and makes it. He furnished it. He furnished it.
Woo-hoo.
My God.
Ah.
That's why I always tell you,
you
cannot hate me because God loved me so much. But the good thing, you two loved within me as revealed
his,
and he made us his friends. And one who hates me, you have a problem. You want to die. You want to die. You fault and transgress your soul. What I know, though you cut and behead me, you will never know them. Except when you've humbled, I tell them to you. You agile. For why feel jealousy when I'm here to tell you this? You think, why is not your grandfather told you this? Why not your father? It's not what God chose to do this for you.
Your grandfather did what he meant to do, and your father, even your mother and uncle, auntie, even your brethren.
But
this was chosen me to do it for you. Reveal you mysteries of heaven. The fifth foundation.
It was Sardonyx.
Upon it is a city called Sardonyx. The fifth foundation. Upon it is a city called Sardonyx.
It's
made from the stone of Sardonyx. He too has 6 stones, 12 and above. Revelation 21 verse 20.
Sardonyx.
The fifth Sardonyx. Yes.
Sardonyx.
Sardonyx. They are going to display the stones within Sardonyx. Jesus Christ. I don't know if we can build, but those of animation, it will help us.
If
we be able to display those colors well. But the city is very beautiful. Those are the stones of Sardonyx.
Yes.
Maybe how many are they? We can't even count.
Chibuga.
A city.
That's
the fifth. There are 12 cities make up one city. Jerusalem of heaven. Built on the foundation of heaven, not the earth. The planet is a small thing here in the heaven. But other is sit on the heaven. It's elevated high. It's big.
One by another.
They say it's a great gathering of angels.
100 trillion.
They are within. You think that
city,
which accommodate 100 trillion of angels? This planet, if it holds a trillion people, it can fall even from the space. A trillion human beings on planet Earth. Let's go to 20 trillion. They are on the planet. It gets heavy, falls from the space. Maybe how many billions now? Close to 8.
Billion,
billion, but you see many.
The other angels,
there are 100 trillion. That 1 trillion, 2, 3, 100. You put them in a small city. You don't know what we speak of. You are not told of heavens before. Now join on the only ones we just gone right from Abel. In the same city, there's nothing even they have done to accommodate it. Nothing. So you will finish on the earth. And you feel there you can't finish it. It's big. The sixth is foundation. The sixth foundation, Carnelian.
Sardius. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
that city was made in the stone of Sardius. But Sardius has 612 of above stones. Let's read we here. In some Bible they call it Carnelian. But Carnelian is the Sardius.
Revelation 21,
verse
20. Ogomukaga, Sadio.
The fifth, Sardonyx. The sixth, Sardius.
Sardius over.
Call it Sardius or Carnelian.
Carnelian. Ononaye, mainja ga.
This one too, 6 to 12 stones and above in it. The city shines. It doesn't need the sun there. Have you seen Sardius? The seventh foundation. The seventh foundation.
There's
a city called Chrysolite.
Chrysolite.
Which was built from the stone called Chrysolite. He too holds 6 to 12 stones within him. Let's read we hear here. Revelation chapter 21, verse
20.
The fifth, Sardonyx. The sixth, Sardius. The seventh, Chrysolite. Yes. That city, it's the seventh, the midst of Jerusalem, city of heaven.
Chrysolite.
It too holds 6, 12 and above stones. Yes. Let them display that Chrysolite stone. That would be a very terrifying thing when you missed. Yes. When you've missed the city. Have you seen them? Different colors. Reach the city and
it's
beautiful. It changed the beauty. And they say, go prepare. Leave these ones. I hear Ida and the stories. And these other young boys. In wisdom and understanding, they're young. Those who were deceived by the evil Satan. And they degraded the city of God. And they scorned the entire heavens like that. The eighth foundation. The eighth foundation. There's a city called Beryl.
It was
built from the stone called Beryl. It too holds 6 to 12 and above stones. Let us read we hear. Revelation chapter 21, verse 20.
Ogokutano, Sardonyx. Ogomukaga, Sadio. Ogomusamvu. Ogomusamvu, Kerusoliso. Ogomunana, Belulo.
The fifth, Sardonyx. The sixth, Sardius. The seventh, Chrysolite. The eighth, Beryl. Yes. The eighth city.
It
was made of the stone of Beryl. This Beryl holds other stones 6 to 12 and above. It is beauty age. The good thing. Have you seen Beryl? Look at combination.
So cold.
Now you remind me, I have just arrived. I tell the father, I'm not going back.
He says,
I brought you a mission, you have to go back. And you wake up, you begin to say, God, why brought me back here? Oh, look at here. That's why there's no beautiful house, you tell me. Nothing good on the world you can explain to me on the good things I know of heaven. When you bring it, I say, praise to be the Lord. But nothing, it moves me that the car, the BMW, those things,
no value.
Temuli muendo. They finish by being used. People have built many cities on the world. They get aged. Jerusalem has been there from creation of heavens and earth. Jerusalem of heaven.
It
never aged even small.
It
just glamours every day. Those who miss heaven, they see Abraham right there. When you miss it, you'll see me right there. Me, I have to reach it. It's up to you knowing your things. Me, I have to reach there. I have to get back. I cannot dare test like that. And the ninth foundation, there's a city called Topaz. The ninth foundation,
there's
a city called Topaz.
Because
it was made from the stone of Topaz. From the stone of Topaz. The stone of Topaz,
it has
6, 12 and above stones. Repeat, read Revelation 21:20. Revelation chapter 21:20. The fifth, Sardonyx. The sixth, Sardius. The seventh, Chrysolite. The eighth, Beryl, the ninth, Topaz. Yes.
Chibuga.
The city.
Chomwenda.
The ninth city.
Chinene nyo.
It's so big.
Chakuru wa Topaz.
Made from the son of Topaz.
Topaz ya ni mwama inja mukaga.
Topaz has other things and above stones in it. As you see them there.
Baba gake. Chibuga shaka.
They shine, the city can shine.
Oh.
The city does what?
Chaka.
Imagine 12 cities. Each city gives
shining 12
and above stones. The city is beautiful.
Are free
to cross from one homeland or one city to another freely.
We
usually call them homelands. We call it our home country, the city in heaven. Our home country. Our homeland. What usually makes us be in homes on this world, we prepare for that life.
Being
that those cities share them without one claiming the other.
Yes.
That's why the sons, children of the prophets, were in the homes.
In
those in the act.
We
don't wish one city for your own sake. Nothing you do on it is so big.
angels
with angels in this,
if
you find those sides, they are like they have known you before. Brethren, you come into
us.
Where are you coming from?
In
the city of Sapphire.
It's
beautiful, but this side, Lord.
And you
make food of the angels. You get it from your lives. And you make a chicken. You boil and fight. In the city there is everything to use. That which is on standard. And there is no smoke there.
That's
why I don't want to please waste time for me on this world. Whether a child, a wife, whether my friends, we focus there. Right in the city of God. When I enter there, it's finished. When I come from the rim of below, enter rim, rim above, first heaven, the city of God. I know even the third access I've reached above. In the new heaven and new up access. Now, all we pass through under the earth. There's no meaning in
them.
Whether good or whatever, what's most sure you've overcome. It's the main thing. Even one who has failed, it's not upon what they have passed through. Hell, you don't tell it. They just beat you there. And the Abaddons don't ask you, why did you feel hunger? You felt anger and you sinned, they just beat. When you reach
heaven,
you still complain about all things of the earth. We don't want to know what you pass through. You go and rest. Don't know what you pass through. One thing, have we reached heaven? Have we entered? Me, I wonder people who think that this is a cult. You mean these carrots which are cooked? For the gospel in here is sweet. It's like the carrots have been mixed in them. For my
apps,
they mean carrots. Carrots. That's how they say. Yes.
I've
never seen a carrot explain such for goodness indeed. Heavens and all the beauty, and to wish it for you, go there, and it's a false belief. You know, I told you before, a thief can come in your house and tie everything back on the car
and tell you,
be careful, thieves are coming.
You
know, there are some religions in the world, the beliefs in the world, even the false salvation, even the false prophets, they have robbed lives of people, but they tell you false prophets are coming. They say what? False prophets are coming.
Yet
they have stolen life from you. They land in the houses.
The
thief have told you. He's packed everything in the house, put on the car. As he moves to go, he tells you, be careful. You watch over some of things that are coming.
The foundation
of
the tenth foundation.
There's
a city called Chrysoprase. Yes. Chrysoprase. Yes. The city known as Chrysoprase.
Chrysoprase.
Made from the stone of Chrysoprase.
Within
Chrysoprase, there are 6 to 12 other stones and above the shining of the city. Let's read, we hear. Revelation 21, verse
20.
The fifth Sardonyx, the sixth is Sardius, the seventh Chrysolite, the eighth Beryl, and the ninth Topaz, the tenth Chrysoprase.
Hey.
Yes. Chrysoprase. It's a city. Built in the stone of Chrysoprase.
You
are 6 and above stones. You find it beautiful. It is in the middle there. It's wonderful. Is this Beryl or Chrysoprase? And it's beautiful indeed. The 11th foundation. Upon it is a city called
Jathinth.
Jathinth. Which was made out of the stone of Jathinth. 12 and other stones in him. Yes. Let's read, we hear. Revelation chapter 21, verse 20.
Sardonyx, Ogomukaga, Sadio, Ogomusanvu, Kirisoliso, Ogomunana Belulo. Ogomwenda Topaz, Ogwekumi, Kerusoperaso, Ogwekumi no Gumu, Kuwakiso.
The fifth Sardonyx, the sixth is Sardius, the seventh Chrysolite, the eighth Beryl, the ninth Topaz, the tenth Chrysoprase, the 11th Jathinth. Yes. The city, the 11th city, is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, made from the stone of Jathinth.
Him
other stones,
6,
12 and above. It's too beautiful. It's like, that's like, it glamours. It's just too much. My. When you will reach there, you will begin to wonder. You will wonder. Pastor, you will be doing what? Wondering.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They tell us foundation. They tell us foundation.
There's
a city called Amethyst. Amethyst.
It
was built from the stone of Amethyst. And Amethyst has other six, 12 and above stones. Let's read we here. Revelation chapter 21, verse
20. Ogomunana Berulo, Ogomuenda Topaz, Ogokumi Kerusoperaso, Ogokumi Nogomo Kuakiso, Ogokumi Nevili Amesusto.
The fifth Sardonyx, the sixth is Sadias, the seventh Chrysolite, the eighth Beryl, the ninth Topaz, the tenth Chrysoprase, the 11th Jacinth, and the 12th Amethyst. Yes. The 12th city makes up the 12 cities. Make up the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. 12 was made from the stone of Amethyst. Still in him are 6 stones. To 12 and above. Have you seen that?
Wow.
My. First change color. And you wonder. And when we move to its streets,
the streets,
there are 12. They are of gold, which is of glass. Gold of glass, you walk as you see yourself.
Street.
The streets. Gold, which is of glass. Every street. It has the right and the left hands. In the middle. There's a river of living waters. Drink upon it and you feel the aroma. Besides the river, there are 12 trees. They bear 12 fruits. If you eat one,
eat
love. You eat gentleness. You eat goodness. You wait me tomorrow. We see the 12 streets and the 12 gates. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing. Put in an action.
And
teach to others. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.